Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question, a very relevant question, especially for the age of Corona. The following question was posed to the Beis Hora'ah of the Yeshiva Ahava Sholom, that is the Yeshiva of the Gaon Rav Yaakov Hillel. As follows, Reuven purchased a shofar from a store. We can think about the stores in Mea Shearim, Geula, goes into the store, purchases it. It can be in Flatbush, it can be in Lakewood, it can be anywhere. Goes in, buys that shofar, and a number of days later, he comes and he returns it. Not sure how a store has a policy that you're permitted to return a shofar, but nonetheless, that was the policy of the store. The store took it back, and the following question was posed by the store owner. Is he permitted to resell it as new? Can he simply put it back in inventory as if it was never purchased by Reuven? Or does he have to inform the purchasers when they come? Are they going to be machbit? Are they going to care about something like this, that somebody purchased it at some point and then returned it? So that was the question that was posed. Can he put it back, sell it as new, or can he not? And Rav Naftali Nussbaum, who is one of the Gedolim in Choshen Mishpat in Israel today, he answered as follows, very short, three words, Yachol lemochro le'acher. It is permitted for the seller to resell it as if it is new to somebody else, does not need to inform them. Now, the editor of the Sefer, of the book that was put out by the Beis Hora, adds on as follows, that he refers us to Choshen Mishpat, Siman Reish Lamed Beis, Seif Vav de Kol Shehiskimu Alav B'nei HaMedina, that as long as the people of a certain Medina, literally a country, have agreed upon something, Shumum Hevi Mum, the definition of something that is defective is decided on by society. How would people view this? Would they view this as a defect in the product, so that would be problematic, it cannot be sold as new, or would it not be viewed as a defect? And he continues as follows, L'kach kozman shenika shashofar chadash, as long as you can see that the shofar is new, it doesn't have nicks, it doesn't have wear and tear, people can't tell that it was taken by somebody, by Reuven, for a few days and then returned, ein derech halokhim lahakbid, people would not care, they would not be concerned, it looks new, it must be new. For low heavy movement, it's not considered a defective product, and accordingly, that would be the standard that we'd be permitted to be put back into inventory. So maybe it's a little bit more complicated nowadays with Corona. Would we say that this would be viewed as a defect, or would it not? Because people may be concerned about germs. So I think, personally, my personal opinion is probably it has not changed in the following sense, that there happens to be an assumption. You'd have to assume when you go buy a shofar that somebody may have test driven it. They came in, they blew it while in the store. So in all likelihood, whenever you're buying a shofar, they don't seem to be hermetically sealed with a hashkach on it that says no one has blown the shofar. They're there, they're lying open. People test them out before they blow it. How do you blow it? How do you buy a shofar without testing it out? So that's going to be the running assumption. Whenever you have shofars in a store, you're going to have to assume somebody blew it. So somebody blew it in the store, somebody took it home for a few days. As long as it looks new, it'd probably be the same thing, whether you took it home or left it in the store. If our standard is, would people consider this new? If they consider it new, then they're not going to be makbid. Things have probably not changed. Obviously, ill-advised to blow it immediately. You should take your alcohol, make sure you kill 100% of the germs, and only blow it there afterward. Put it into quarantine for a week. Also, that would be highly advisable, but that would likely be the psak that if it looks new, then it is new and it can be sold as new. Have a wonderful day.